up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
One, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews on movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Good to see you too.
Next, we've got Peter. Pete, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am excited to be here and talk about Agatha.
Yes. And last but certainly not least, we've got Steve. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Guys, if you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some really fun shows coming up and a couple Christmas shows that I've thought about doing since we started this show. So it's one that it's a show that once I saw it was on the service, I said, that needs to be one of our main Christmas shows. So it's coming up in December. But as we said this week, we are, at the time we're taping this, we are 5 episodes in of the 9 to the Agatha All Along season. Okay. They are going down the Witch's Road. The idea is that this is the road and different tests they have to go through because Agatha wants her powers back and everybody else on the road wants something also. Think of it as a Dungeons and Dragons group where each one has their own specialty. You've got a potions person, you've got a healer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so far they've lost 2. One was the Mrs. Hart from WandaVision, who didn't really belong. At least we don't think she really belonged from what we saw. Mm-hmm. And then they lost another one this most recent week. And then we come to find out that the big reveal this week is that the teen, as a bunch of us thought, is actually Billy Maximoff, Wanda's son, who is also in the comics known as Wiccan. So, we got a couple predictions on what we're thinking on is going to happen to him. So we're going to stick that a little bit later, but definitely showed his powers that he is Wanda's son. Last appeared in Multiverse of Madness, but had also appeared in WandaVision as the creation from her mind. So, Pete, I'm going to start with you on this one. What's making the show work so far?
I'm really enjoying the show so far, especially after the two reviews the first 2 episodes. I was kind of like, yeah, this is okay. I want to see where it's going. But I've really enjoyed now that we've gotten into the different trials. One of the things to me that drives me a little crazy sometimes about the Marvel shows is they're not really TV series. They're just long, drawn out movies. And to me, by doing the show this way and having an episode on a trial, it feels more like it's a TV series, that there's a reason for this to be episodic. And so I'm liking that part of it. I like the level of horror, I guess, to say, in that it's not really horror.
Scary moments.
Yeah, there's some scary moments. It's
spooky moments.
It's spooky as opposed to scary in my mind. And I like spooky better than scary. And so this is that kind of level. I mean, there's some creepy moments and things like that. But overall, I kind of like each of the trials is like, it's not quite like with WandaVision where they were, you know, clearly referring to certain TV shows and errors of TV, but like they had, you know, they had a beachside village that was like from like Pretty Little Lies. And then they just did a sleepaway camp slumber party, which was like kind of like 80s horror movie type thing where everybody's using the Ouija board and they're all dressed in pajamas. And so I kind of like the references to different kind of genres of television, even though they're not doing it as specifically as, you know, WandaVision really, really got behind that severely. And this isn't quite that far, but I like what they're doing with that. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to let Steve and the rest of y'all continue, because I could list a few more things, but I don't want to take everything.
I'm with you, with Pete. I like the combination of the spookiness. I also like sort of the quirkiness and the snarkiness of it. I'm really liking a lot of the sort of the smirks and the faces some characters are making, of like sort of in the background, like you have to really paying attention, that just makes me chuckle. I'm really enjoying that. I'm still really enjoying the cast. I think it's a combination of, I don't know who's necessarily my favorite. So I'm enjoying it. Definitely like Agatha, I guess her little looks in the back. I think that's one of my enjoyable. I like Pete. It sort of reminds me of sort of that combination of comedy, horror, spookiness, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, sort of there. I'm liking like each episode is sort of a different sort of, I don't know, I want to say genre or something, but sort of a different feel.
Yeah.
And I know I was talking to Pete when I saw Pete this weekend of, am I missing something? Is there a connection to a type of show that I'm not picking up on? Because I'm not necessarily seeing that, but I'm getting the feel. So,
yeah, I don't think it's as referential as said to a specific thing or a specific decade as WandaVision was, for sure.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I wonder though, does anyone remember what like the fourth and fifth episodes were on WandaVision? Was the fourth episode from the 70s and the fifth episode from the 80s?
How many episodes of WandaVision were there?
I don't even remember.
It seemed like to follow the decades, like the
fifth. But I'm going, because the Beach House more reminded me of like the 90s. Like the 90s, early 2000s, Desperate
House. So is it going back?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the Beach House was more modern.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the reason I say Pretty Little Lies is because they, Mrs. Rupp, or not Deborah Rupp, whatever.
Yeah.
Mrs. Hart, who's not Shannon, or I don't know. I'm like Agatha. I can't
remember.
Your
mom on that 70s show.
Yeah. She mentions a show in there. She said, oh, this is just like on such and such. And it's not Pretty Little Lies, but it's like three words that are almost the same. So,
yeah,
I think whoever just said Desperate Housewives, that's a good call too. Yeah.
Then would you say the one with the curse, the demon curse, would be more like 80s? And then now we're 70s.
I think that one was kind of 70s, like. Okay. Even maybe 60s, because it was definitely like
it was definitely a hippie type
groovy movie. Groovy, yeah, like late 60s, early 70s type. But that one, I mean, clearly they were referencing the one character's mom, right?
Right.
Yes.
For me, it tries enough on some of the humor that it kind of works for me. Some of the humor kind of works. Some of the humor does not work. And I will get to that in a little bit. I'll be perfectly honest. I like that the episodes are fairly short. I like that they're 35 minutes or so in length. And I like that there is a stuff has actually happened in each episode. As Pete alluded, that some of them, let's say Secret Invasion, felt just like a really, really, really long movie that could have been an hour and a half. This, while kind of like that, you're right, it does feel like there's a reason to have it split up into each episode, because it's a trial. Now, do I think they all necessarily need to be 30 minutes? Eh. But yeah, that works for me. Kate, what's working for you for the show?
So, I mean, you all pretty much nailed it. I love that each episode shows a different, I don't know, decade is what I would say, but a different like theme. I also kind of like that they're not afraid to kill people off, which sounds bonkers, but it made it very unpredictable to me. It caught me off guard that they were, it was like, oh, she dead. Oh, she's like, but she was like one of the, okay. I'm going to leave that one. I'm going to leave that one for cons maybe, but it's not really a con anyway. The for lack of a better term. Well, no, I'm going to leave that one for could be go either way. What else? It was about as scary as I would go.
Mm-hmm.
And I know.
And it's a little,
I know this platoon so well. I know Derek.
It was a little over the line for me.
Yeah. And when I was watching it, I was like, I don't think he's going to like this. So I remember next to you.
Skip in my mind. Like when Agatha was the cute, super possessed demon type thing. A, we've seen that that kind of possession is not something new that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll get to, but I was able to just kind of at least mentally skip past that a little bit.
But this, I don't think this is a kid's show.
Oh, no.
A lot of Marvel is not.
No.
But I like it. I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but I don't know where it's going, especially because they keep killing off characters. I will say what you said about him being, what is it?
Wiccan.
I remember when right before his mouth went closed earlier, there was a W.
It was a WM.
For Wanda Maximoff.
So that was like crazy.
Did we see that in like the first episode that we kind of saw that and guessed that?
Yes.
Yeah. But I like it. I think it's creative. I think some of the trials that they're going through, I think, are creative. Things I wouldn't have picked. Like it's going. I'm looking forward to each episode, and I think it's been a while since I've seen a Marvel show that I was really looking forward to. Each episode, this isn't WandaVision, but it's episodic like WandaVision was, with the different themes and decades and stuff. And I like that. I like that a lot. So, yeah, I like it. I'm here for it. I like it.
So I got one more thing I wanted to mention, but I wanted to give everybody else a chance in case anyone else mentioned it. I like that they're not trying to convert Agatha to being the good guy. Like there's at times making her a little sympathetic, but mostly she's pretty awful.
She's and, sympathetic when it benefits Agatha.
Right. Exactly.
Which is,
I mean, there's moments where you sympathize with her, but for the most part, I mean, she's likable because Catherine Hahn is amazing, but, but she's not like becoming good or anything like that.
But
so
when she was really worried about the kid, about the teen, that didn't really benefit her.
No, that's what I'm saying. There were moments, like there's been moments where she's been worried about him.
Oh, I see.
And then the next moment she'll turn around and be like, I know who you are, you know. So she like she has moments that keep her likable enough, but they're not like trying to I hope they're not like converting her to being like a good guy or something like that, really.
Got
because
it.
she's done nothing to, you know, indicate that she's done nothing to deserve redemption, at least so far, for sure. And what else, you know, reading about this show, we talked about with the Acolyte how expensive that was and how you could not watching it figure out where they were spending the money. This is the cheapest
Yes.
Marvel series so far. It's almost
entirely practical effects.
And it's, yeah, and it's almost entirely practical effects, which is,
yes,
it's been very well done for that.
Yes.
The entire road is supposed to be all practical effects with moving pieces, so they could constantly like make it look different.
Yeah. Well, in different light, different colored lighting, and yeah, they're doing a really wonderful job of the production design on the show is really excellent.
And I vastly prefer that to CG. You guys have always known I am a huge practical effects guy.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, if that's what's working for the show, what is not working at the moment? Steve, I'll start with you on this one.
I wish for some parts there was more story. Like, we're halfway through. I do like we got halfway through and there's this sort of this big twist and like Agatha's trial came up really quickly. But there's sometimes where I'm going, are you moving too quickly or are you not giving me enough story? I feel like all these other characters, we're halfway through and we still don't know really a lot about them. They're just sort of like along. And I think I could really say when the last character just died, I'd expect more of an impact. Like, oh, there went another one. And just like,
that's fair.
Like no feels. So okay. I think, yeah, just more story. Give me more meat to chew on.
Okay. Kate, I'm going to pass on over to you. I will come back to me after you guys go.
So this just felt unneeded to me. Not that, I mean, you all know my heart and you know how I feel about issues, but the seemingly forced sexual tension between Agatha and Aubrey Plaza's character, I don't get it. Like, I'm here for it, but also like, I'm like, it just felt forced. And I think I would feel that way if it was any character of any gender. Like, this doesn't feel, it just doesn't work for me. Like, it doesn't feel right. What, Derek?
Especially because Wiccan is the primary openly gay character in Marvel.
Yeah.
If you're saying that the female relationship is forced, Wiccan is going to be bringing in some of that anyway. It's kind of where I was going to go with that.
It just doesn't feel, I don't know if I missed something. I don't know if that was when, so I messaged our group chat and was like, is anybody else watching this? It was right after that happened that I was like, I kind of feel like I need to talk about this because I don't get, did I miss something? Because
no.
It felt very forced to me. But I think it would feel forced if it was any romantic relationship with Agatha.
They're trying to set up that they used to have a relationship and one of them betrayed the other. Mainly the Aubrey Plaza character betrayed Agatha.
So I'm on this. This is my biggest problem with the show. And I feel like I don't know what, we're five episodes in. I don't know why that character's there.
Agreed.
Sometimes she purely hates Agatha. Sometimes she appears to want to be back in a relationship with Agatha. Sometimes she wants to be helpful. Other times she's just like there as chaos. And I guess I'll give the show time to give me a reason for her. And I like Aubrey Plaza and she's been fun in the role, but I don't get the character as like it's very, I find the character very confusing, and if forced is a good term, and not just the relationship being forced, but like what she's doing there and what she wants, and the relationship with Agatha in general just feels like you're trying too hard to be mysterious on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the stuff with Billy with the teen that works, even though same thing, they're trying to be mysterious with it. this to me doesn't work. It feels
very forced. I don't have a lot negative to say about the show. I'm still withholding judgment to a certain extent. I like the show, but that was one of the only parts that made me go, wait, what? Like, oh, like that. It just felt like it came out of nowhere. And I didn't see a reason or a purpose for it. And maybe they will present the reason and purpose later and we'll go back and be like, oh my God, that was so needed. But as of right now, I'm like, I don't get it.
Maybe that's where I'm talking about the story. I feel like there's not enough like hints or something to give me something to think about.
Yeah.
And then things happen and it's like, oh. And I felt like, go ahead.
Like even in that last, in the last sequence, Aubrey Plaza Rio, was that what they call her? Rio, I think.
Yes.
Something like that.
Rio's like, yes, punish Agatha. And then the ghost comes and she's like, I hate ghosts. Get the ghost. You know, and I'm like, well, which side are you on?
Right.
It's just like she's there to mess with everybody. And that's not a good enough reason to just be there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And a lot of that ties into, keep that in mind when we get to our next segment about predictions, because there's a lot of stuff out there about that kind of stuff.
Right. Okay.
So, Pete, did you have anything else?
No, go ahead, Derek.
Okay. For me, this is a personal thing. The scariest scene to me so far has been when Agatha became possessed.
Yeah.
That was a little much The Shining for me. Exorcist. Yeah, the whole it didn't work for me because you guys know me. This is probably one of the scariest things I've ever watched.
Yeah,
realistically.
Yep.
I wish it wasn't 9 episodes. They're doing 9 episodes because WandaVision was 9 episodes. It feels like, and it feels like they have to do 9 episodes, but they don't. Because it was. We just talked about how long WandaVision was. It was 9 episodes. It seems like, okay, we've had an intro. Now we've got 5 trials. And then, because if we stick to the timeline, we've had 2 trials so far, correct? Or 3? We've had 3.
Three.
Okay. So we've got 2 more trials.
More, yeah.
Okay. And then you have the 2-episode finale. So,
from what I've heard, the next episode is going to be like
flashback of Billy.
Flashback to Billy.
Yeah.
So the next episode might not have a trial. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that tracks. That tracks to what I've heard also. So, I mean, it's just Steve is right in that I want more story. If it was creepiness, but it was creepiness for a reason, I think some of the trials are a little weak as far as their connection to what they're trying to make the story be. Especially the one that was supposed to torture Agatha. And it turns out that it was supposed to be an internal torture of her with her baby, was the whole idea behind it. That because Agatha is the mother to Nicholas Scratch. And according to what they said, she gave up her baby for the Darkhold.
Right.
But that did not cut, you know, the whole, what you're supposed to, you know, punish Agatha, punish Agatha, punish Agatha. And we never figure out how to actually punish Agatha until like the last 2 seconds when he actually comes across as saying Nicholas Scratch.
Right.
So we were supposed to punish her. It's one of those. Then what was the rest of this episode?
But they don't actually punish her either.
No, they don't.
Well, until Billy throws her in the mud, but.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's just I'm wanting to like this. I actually am. It's just it's not grabbing me like WandaVision grabbed me. And I was kind of hoping it would grab me a little bit more. So. Okay, guys, we're going to start a new segment on here. We're going to try it. We're going to do our predictions, but we're going to do them as yes or no's. So I'm going to give a prediction that either I've come up with or I've read. I'm going to give the ideas behind it. And then after I give all the ideas behind it, you're going to say, yes, you think that's going to happen, or no, you don't think that's going to happen. And I will say, most of these I actually like thought of, but then looked up stuff to kind of back things up. So the first prediction is all of the other witches will die on the road. Because there's more trials. So far, there's been a death in every other episode. And that if Agatha wants all of the power for herself, and she's already killed one of them and taken her power, she's going to be pulling in power. She's going to want the power from all the other witches. And so she's going to end up killing the rest of them. So, yes or no, all of the other witches will end up dying on the road. Okay. No, no, and no. Okay. Why not? Someone tell me why not.
Because that would be too easy to just have her get her way. And I don't think that's what they're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah. That I'm with Pete.
A little further down the road. But
yeah. Okay. I feel like one of them is going to survive.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
At least one.
And I don't count Billy as one of the other witches.
No, one of the other ones is going to survive. One of the
females will survive. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would agree.
Okay. Next, Rio is really death. Because, and so like the cackling with the Wicked Witch, I originally thought of her as, you know, she's trying out for Wicked or something. But with her, the cackling on the broom, when death comes up on the board, she kept, you know, saying who it is. She laughs again because she knows it's not, is the theory behind that one. She says she came up to them on the road. And when they're in theory, the road's underground already. So if she's coming up to them, she's coming from hell. She's not around at the end of episode 5. And the idea behind that is she's actually gone and she's taking care of Alice's soul on that one. She says she hates, and yes, I got two votes already of yes, but she said she hates ghosts and ghosts are unfulfilled souls. Okay. In the comics, death was represented as a woman. And she's the one that mentions Mephisto.
I thought the black lady mentioned it to Billy.
Oh, several of them have mentioned that name so far.
Yeah.
So, okay. So yeses, any, that to me seems like a fairly, like they've thrown a ton of clues out on that one.
Yes to everything you said, Derek.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that one's got a pretty good shot of being.
Yeah, trained. I would agree.
Okay. Next one. Rio was actually working with the Salem Seven. Because, and the big one on that one is someone left the door. Someone opened the door. Because when they went down to get them onto the road, they went down and the door was shut behind them. So.
Okay, to that extent, I'll say yes.
Okay. Steve, you're a no?
No. I think it's just too easy. Too easy of a solution.
I think she left the door open on purpose. I don't think that means she's working with them.
I don't think she's working with them, but she did say that she told the Salem Seven, like, in like the first or second episode, she said, they're coming for you.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think she is doing what she is doing because or with them.
And if you pay attention, they did come through where they, where they resurrected her.
Yeah. Okay. Next, we will see Nicholas Scratch in this series, the character.
Remind me again who Nicholas Scratch is.
Agatha's son. Part of it is...
I don't know.
So, Billy said it's the one who's after Agatha. In the comics, he actually works with the Salem Seven to go after Agatha. Also, because Marvel never does anything by accident. He fights the Fantastic Four, and he fights both the Avengers and the Thunderbolts in the comics. Could he be coming in league with Dr. Doom on that one?
You know what? I'm going to go with the group. I'm going to let others comment why first, because I was the last.
I think it's what he said is if Rio's not the one working with the Salem Seven, it's Nicholas Scratch. And that would be the person who's doing it. And if you said there's a future tie-in, I could see easy bringing it in to tie it all in.
Okay.
What about you, Kate?
No, I think Steve nailed it. I think that and because they showed the crib in her flashback or whatever when they were in the beach house, and then it was the Darkhold, but because they've hinted at it, I think we're absolutely going to see him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to come back and battle with Dr. Doom, but I do think we will see him in this series.
That's why I said yes, is because there's just been too much pointing to him.
Yeah.
Even to Rio, I think, I don't know if it was in the last episode or which one, but she says to Agatha, he's not yours or something like that.
Yeah. She's the one that says Billy is not Nicholas.
Right. It's hard to believe that they would mention the character that much without having some appearance, but I'm not 100% on that one, but I lean towards yes.
Okay.
That's what my magic eight ball says, leaning towards yes.
Yeah. How about this one? We see Mephisto in this series.
Oh.
Okay. He's been mentioned several times.
Mm-hmm. Who is that again?
Okay. Well,
basically the devil.
I'm getting there. Basically the devil, but even it could be in the flashback episode, because in the flashback episode in the comics, he is the one that actually helps Wanda create her kids. He is the one that makes her kids like actually become real. And Mephisto also fights the Fantastic Four.
On.
Nose. Okay.
No, I think we already have enough bad guys.
Enough bad guys?
Like, hey, I think there's too much going on.
Yeah.
You don't need to throw.
So, but yeah, I mean, I can see, guys, I'm not saying all of these are yes. I would say of the two, Nicholas, yes. Mephisto, I think we will have mentioned more and will show up later. I think he's coming because he's been mentioned too many times. And he got mentioned, didn't he get mentioned in the latest Doctor? The last Doctor Strange movie, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
So, okay. A few more.
He will eventually come, but probably not till like phase 9 or something.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think we're too early.
Okay. Because technically this is what, the end of 5? Or is this the end? Yeah. It's the end of 5, beginning of 6.
No. We're in 5. I don't know how close to the end of 5 we are.
This one is the end of 5, I believe.
Is it really already?
Yeah. So, okay. Billy / Wiccan will become the true hero of this show because we don't know his goal yet. We can guess it, and that don't guess at his goal, because that's one of the predictions coming up later. In the comics, he is one of the Young Avengers, which is coming. And he has been known to fight against Agatha. So,
yeah, I say yes because I think that, again, I don't think they're going to turn Agatha into a hero. So I think he's really the antagonist of this series that will probably defeat Agatha at the end.
Okay.
I'm going with no, because I'm hoping that they go with his in the story with two sort of bad guys, not necessarily having a hero. So I'm hoping for a no.
Bad guy, are you still a bad guy?
You still could have two bad guys, you know? So even though I know there's future here, but I'm hoping that it goes down the Stark way and stays that way. So no.
I, for me personally, I just think the fact that the Vision series is the Young Avengers introduction, and they have set up just about all of the other Young Avengers.
We have way too many Young Avengers, to be honest, but...
Oh, because there are way too many Young Avengers. There's way too many Avengers, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah. Because
there's, what, 24 or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, okay. And that kind of leads into the next one. Agatha will actually have a redemption arc. And the only is because, A, Loki set the precedence for this with... Because in the original Avengers, he's the bad guy. And now all of a sudden in Loki, he does it for the good of people. And the fact that they set up that we just have an anti-hero in this, not necessarily a true hero. Okay? So Agatha will have a redemption arc, yes or no? No, no. Kate said yes. Okay, why, Kate?
Because Marvel loves their redemption arcs. Marvel loves to like, well, here's some backstory as to why she's not great, but then she's going to pull a Loki. Look at how they even treated Thanos. They made you at one point be like, well, Thanos, like, okay, but Thanos had a reason for like doing
right.
The snap.
That was like the Eternals, which was horrible. So they had to throw something out there.
I mean, they even tried to have a redemption arc for Kang, and then they decided Kang was gone. Like, yeah, I think she's absolutely going to have a redemption arc at some point.
What was the redemption arc for Kang?
Well, not really Kang, but the timely variant.
The time.
Oh, except it was never going to work. So
I'm not saying it was going to work. I'm just saying that they tried to show his good side.
At least tease redemption arcs.
But Agatha enjoys being evil. Like, I'm hoping a no. I'm really hoping for the no, but she enjoys being evil. Okay. And the redemption arc would not fit her character.
I agree.
And then that leads into this one. Agatha ends up dying at the end of the series. If she's truly evil, that would be her comeuppance. And if it's her against Billy...
I don't know. I think no, though.
See, I'm leaning yes, but...
I actually want that to happen.
I want her, especially when we come up to the next question, our last prediction. Mm-hmm. But... I mean, it's a part of me says...
Why does everybody think no, though?
Why do you guys think no?
She's too good of a villain. I think if they don't kill her...
But that would be too easy of punishment. It would be keeping her alive and, like, trapping her in the little, like, detective story again would be more punishment for her than for her dying.
Which kind of brings me a little bit to our next one. And this is the one that I'm seeing that I'm not really seeing out there much, but I'm kind of throwing this one out there. At the end of this series, Wanda comes back to life. Because that's going to be Billy's wish. She has a huge arc with Dr. Doom in the comics. Huge arc with Dr. Doom in the comics. We have several hints from Marvel execs that the Scarlet Witch may be dead, but Wanda might not be. And Agatha has acted several times like she's still a little bit in the hex. Like she hasn't been broken out completely. So, you're saying yes.
Yep.
Okay. You're saying no. You're saying no. Okay. Why do you say yes?
I think for you, it opens the door for Marvel to do more stories, and it'll be a way to bring it back in.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Too soon. I think she'll come back, but I don't think it'll be this soon.
I just feel like the way they left it, the way they turned her character to evil in Doctor Strange, it's hard to say that character comes back as
But is
as
it
as a good guy?
Is it that Wanda, or is it the Wanda from when her kids were from the dimension where her kids were alive?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want that either. But I don't think that happens. I really don't.
Okay. Well, we have four more weeks, because the last show is actually 3 more weeks, because the last show's on the 30th. So we've only got 4 episodes left.
Right.
So, okay, we shall see. Kate, what have we got for Disney Plus news this week?
You betcha. So for the Disney Plus news this week, first off, An Almost Christmas Story, a Disney Plus original short film, will debut on November 15th. The animated film follows an owl who is wounded, gets caught in the Rockefeller Center tree, Christmas tree, and befriends a young boy to try to get home.
All we're missing is Pluto and Chip and Dale.
It's cute. I think it sounds cute. Is it going to be animated or?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I think. We've seen this style before. It's like the wood. Looks like they're all made out of wood. And it's weird. It's not traditionally animated. It's definitely computer stuff.
Okay. Next up, Martin Scorsese. Martin Scorsese is bringing Beatles 64 to Disney Plus on Black Friday. It follows the band on their first trip to America, culminating with their appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. I feel like, isn't this like the third big Beatles documentary we have had?
Yes, and this one has no original film. It's all based on stuff old documentary makers have took and have released in other places.
And Scorsese is only producing it, that he's not directing it or anything. So,
All right. Well, and last but not least, in the spirit of further indoctrination, Iron Man is getting an animated series on Disney Plus, co-produced by Marvel and Disney Junior. With the target audience of preschoolers, Iron Man and his awesome friends will come to the service this coming summer. I kind of think it's brilliant. I think that's brilliant marketing, because they're starting to, I don't want to use that word, they're starting to get the Marvel indoctrination young. So
brainwashing.
Kind of brilliant.
Yeah. Well, I met with Tony Stark yesterday, and I told him I was an engineer and I was looking for a job, and he said that that we should work together on a paper. So I'm kind of excited.
Meaning you write
before or after you're joining Agatha's Coven?
It was the next day.
Excellent.
Meaning, if knowing Tony Stark, you will write it and he will take the credit. So
well, I did kind of think that was probably what was going to happen. Yeah.
So next week, we are actually diving back into the vault again. We are going to watch the original animated Dumbo movie. This is one I have not watched all the way through in several years. I remember enjoying, especially the music in it, a couple of the different scenes. Steve yawning is kind of a preview of what you might think of the movie. Iron Man's going out there. Steve's trying to give a high five or something. I don't know. But so Dumbo's next week. But guys, if you have suggestions on what we want to watch in a couple of weeks, we actually still have a gap. So email us at plusfortuna@gmail.com. Comment on our videos, podcasts, etc. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. No one's really paying attention to me because Pete keeps putting up his videos from his Disneyland visit. guys, we have new
pictures.
We have new episodes coming out Thursday on all YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, and Steve, Gina, we hope you will come back soon. We miss you. We will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews, as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.